can you read? Open it up or something?
I can make an opening statement. So it'll be similar to what you've already got on paper. But certainly very just appreciative for Mike and what he's accomplished here over the years at Louisiana Tech and over the past 4 years. Not only what he's done on this very court, but you know, just in terms of building the program and the community, it's been remarkable. He is a very talented coach. He's a great person. We're going to be pulling really hard. I'll be a Gator fan for basketball. There's no doubt about it. Watching to see how he succeeds. We wished him and his family the best of luck. And with regards to our search, you know, we're moving forward with regards to you know, we've hired a search firm. And we're actively pursuing the next head coach at Louisiana Tech.
Why do you want to hire a search firm?
I think it's the most important thing to do for the university. Mike has built this program along with his staff and the players into a national prominent program. We're one of the top premier mid-majors in the country, and there are coaches that are going to be interested in this job. Hiring a search firm allows us the opportunity to vet that. In a private opportunity and where there's safety in the opportunity for someone to say, I'm interested in that job, but I would rather not maybe have it be public. And so hiring a search firm does that along with their network of people that can help solidify a candidate pool. But that's why I think Louisiana Tech is deserving. It deserves the strongest possible candidate pool in order to determine who is the best coach for Louisiana Tech basketball.
It's May. It's not an ideal to be hiring a coach. How concerned are you that it's this late in the process?
There's pros and cons to it. So the con is the fact that it's later in the process, and that's abnormal, and there seems to be later. The pros to it is we're the only job opening right now. So we're not competing in a situation where there's other teams in our league that have jobs opening, and we need to hurry up and make this hire before they do and get this guy or get that guy. So it allows us the opportunity to still be to move with be swift, but at the same time provide some level of patience and really in-depth study on what we want to do. We're not going to drag this thing out by any stretch of the imagination, but it's not going to be a 3-4 day process where we may feel that pressure if we were right at the end of the season. And, you know, we were competing with 15 other jobs in the country for coaches.
How important would it be to get a coach before the players leave
the
session?
I think it's important, but still I'm going to stay firm on trying to hire the best coach. And so my goal would be that happens. But the timing is unfortunate to all of us. And so I'm not going to allow that to rush me into making a bad decision. But I'm very conscientious of the fact that finals are not this week, but next week, and then the players will go. I'd like for them to have the opportunity to visit with a coach that's named and move on from there. But, again, that's a timeline that is not dictated by me. That's just the situation we're in.
What's your stance on hiring from within?
I'm very open to it and very, very open to all candidates. Certainly, we've got a great coaching staff here at Louisiana Tech. The assistant coaches have done a great job. In particular, Dustin May has done a great job before Mike was even here. He was here. And so there's strong interest. But again, it's the due diligence of the process in making sure that we can say without doubt that we hired the best coach for Louisiana Tech. And that means various things. Win-loss record, you know, resume, personality. We're developing five pillars or five principles that are going to guide us through this process. Player development, recruiting, personality type, cultural fit. There's going to be five things that we'll develop that will help us as we go through this process identify the next coach.
Where do you think things stand now as it was 4 years ago when Mike came in? Obviously, the program's in a lot better situation.
It's unbelievable. I mean, when you think 4 years ago, again, it's not a disrespect to Mike, but I mean, we're hiring the second assistant coach from Ole Miss. We're so far ahead of that. Mike has put us in a position where there are mid-major sitting head coaches at mid-major programs, high mid-majors, that are going to be potentially interested in this job. We've improved this program so well that we would consider an internal hire. All of those things are factors when we look at the next coach, where they were not factors or options as we move forward last time.
Where does the buyout in his contract come into play? I'm sure that helps having some extra money to be able to throw at a coach.
Yeah, extra money. I've learned that's been always helpful. And so it's it for us, the way that his contract is structured is I think we'll get $400,000 within the first X number of days, and then another $100,000 before December. And so it's a total of 500, but it's split out. And we did that last year to kind of alleviate some of the pressure on the buyout for him. But yeah, that's definitely helpful. The buyout, in all intents and purposes, to help with transition, help with moving expenses, help with, you know, some initial transition cost. Any coach is going to want to come in and say, hey, I'd like to do these three things, these four things right away. And that allows us that opportunity to possibly do those.
Going back to last year, you know, this was a possibility. How prepared have you been for this day?
Well, I've been prepared from a basketball standpoint probably since the day I got the job. I said this when I got hired, and I'll say it again. When I was at McNeese State and I thought we may make a coaching change, which we did not, Mike White was on my radar at McNeese State when he was at Ole Miss at the time. I don't know if I'd have got him, but I've been a believer in Mike White as a head coach for a long time. So when I got here, I knew that he wasn't going to stay long. He was coming off of a WAC championship, a top 25 ranking during the regular season. We thought, man, if we can get through this year, we'll be lucky. And we were lucky. We survived another year with Mike. So this is something I have continually thought about, prepped for, and evaluated. But to say that I have a list of three or four people in my head right now, I do, but I want to see who else is out there. I'm interested in what's in the best interest of Louisiana Tech, not only in the next 5 months, but over the next 3 to 5 years.
When you first knew about Florida, was there any last-ditch effort, or was it beyond that? Did you know that he was gone regardless?
Well, I've always kept the communication with Mike as this. If you get into a situation with another university, because, again, there's a lot of universities that can outcompete us in terms of finances. But if you get into a situation where you really don't want the job, then you need to let me know that, what I can do to make kind of give you the excuse to turn it down. And that, you know, and so that's always been an offer. Look, at the end of the day, when I knew Florida came open, I told Dr. Geis, he said, what do we need to do? I said, we just need to sit back and wait. This is a dream job opportunity for Mike. Mike has got a great opportunity at a great university with a great athletic director in Jeremy Foley. And I'm congratulating him, you know, and so I'm happy for him. We would have done anything we could, but we're obviously limited in what we can afford to do. And sometimes it's not just about money, it's about being at the right spot. All the factors that go into him personally with the state of Florida and the SEC. So this is a great opportunity for Mike. We're excited for him. And yeah, we would do anything we can to keep him. And I think we've proven that over the last 3 years as we've continued to improve the basketball program.
But to clarify, you didn't?
No, I mean, it was the specifically to say, Mike, is there anything we can do to keep you? I didn't get that necessarily that opportunity. I was said, hey, I'm taking the Florida job, and congratulated him immediately and gave him a hug because I was proud of him.
Hold on. Questions for Sean?
Yes, I do.